This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. 8 years ago, UC Berkeley physics professor Richard Muller took over a long-standing class that taught the basics of that subject to students from other departments, a course that was then called Physics for Poets, or sometimes Physics for Jocks. But as the 21st century began, he decided it should be renamed. So the class, recently voted one of the best on the Cal campus, is now called Physics for Future Presidents.
It changed the whole concept of the course. Instead of talking about the beauty of physics, I emphasize the importance of physics, the things that leaders need to know if they're going to be involved with technical issues. And these days, almost everything is technical.
And in this technical age, the commingling of science and politics has accelerated, with the result, Muller says, that educating people about physics involves a good deal of correcting misinformation.
As Al Gore likes to say, the problem with most folks isn't their ignorance. It's knowing so many things that ain't so. That's an old statement that goes back to the 1800s. And there is quite a bit on that, especially in these very contentious issues, everything from energy to nuclear power to spying to global warming. There's a great deal of misinformation out there.
That's part of the reason Muller has adapted his UC Berkeley lecture series into a new book, also titled Physics for Future Presidents. It sets out some basic principles and ideas in five discrete areas.
Start with terrorism, the physics of terrorism and counterterrorism, including the possibility of terrorist nukes. What kind of attack do you expect? Section two is energy, where people learn how much energy there is stored in a battery compared to gasoline. It's important to know it's 100 times less for the same weight. Then we go into nukes, just because these are so important, worrying about nuclear weapons, nuclear bombs, terrorist nukes, Iranian nukes, North Korean nukes, all that kind of stuff, as well as nuclear power. And clearly, presidents need to know about that.
The fourth section focuses on space, including astronauts and robots and what they can and cannot do, in orbit or elsewhere. And the book concludes by addressing global warming, which Muller says is undoubtedly real, but too often exaggerated. And that, he says, may have serious implications, not just for future presidents, but for all of us.
There is a core of global warming that is real. We need to do something about it. But the problem is not going to be in the U.S. The United States has caused less than 1/5 of a degree Fahrenheit of global warming. The rest is due to the rest of the world. China and India and Malaysia and Russia, these are the countries who, in their growth, are going to be responsible for the dangers of the future. And yes, we need to do something about that. But cutting back on use in California, it's a feel-good measure, but it doesn't really address the real issues.
Richard Muller will talk about these issues and his new book tonight at Book Passages in San Rafael. You can also read excerpts on the North Bay Report website at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.